Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avraham Goldreyer, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Tes, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Zvi said that a Mechom must state, Polanya Gazlan, who Pony is a Gazlan, for he took my land in robbery, Umachet Avana Le Bedina, and tomorrow I will sue him in court. If the protester told the Edim, Temule, do not tell the Machzik that I protested, Rav Zvi says the Mecha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. A papa says that he meant lididelo temrule, do not tell him himself, acharine imruhu, but you may tell others about it and it will spread through the principle of chavri isle. Similarly, if the Edim said, we will not tell him about the protest, Razvid says the mecha is invalid, but Rapapa says they still intend to tell others. If the protester said, well, typical hushusa, do not let a word about my protest leave your mouth, the mecha is invalid since they'll tell no one. If they said, umafkinin shusa, we will not let a word about the protest leave our mouths, Rapapa said the mecha is invalid, but Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said, komilsa d'lorami ole de'inish, anything which is not incumbent upon a person to keep secret, amro lavavadaite, he will say it unintentionally. Point number two, Talmid Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original mecha. Rechia Bar Abba quoted him requiring two witnesses, and Rabbi Avo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabba Bar Ravuna's principle. Kol milsa de misamar ba pitlasa, anything which was said before three people, leis ba mishum lishna bisha. There is no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it, since it's certainly become public knowledge. Similarly, a mecha would require three people to become public knowledge. The opinion that a mecha before two witnesses is valid must hold that information told before two people is assumed to become public knowledge. The Gemara answers they may agree with Rabba Bar Ravuna and explains Malchokas two other ways. Number one, they argue about Mechash Ubofanov. If he must protest in his presence, two Edim are sufficient. If he can protest in his absence, he must do before three witnesses to ensure the information reaches him. And number two, they argue if Saudusa Be'inan, we only need testimony about the Mecha, which you will likely hear about, or Gilui Milsa Be'inan, we require publicizing the Mecha, which is only guaranteed with three witnesses. And point number three, Gidabar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before three Amoraim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemicha Shan Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuvenu Sar Chimchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kapara said, Vasar Chimchos Besov Kol Gimel Vagimel, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the Machzik establishes a Chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. Rabbi Yochanan argues because the original Mecha accuses the Machzik of robbing the field, and he should have guarded his shtar until proving his ownership. Rava rules that one must protest every 3 years. Bar Kapar says that the Mecha every 3 years must be Machmas Tana Rishona, based on the original claim of robbery, but if he changes his claim, his Mecha is void. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Razvid said that a mecha must state, Polanya Gazlana, who Poloni is a robber, for he took my land in robbery, Umachar Tavanale Bedina, and tomorrow I will sue him in court. If the protester told the Edim, Temrule, do not tell the Machzik that I protested, Razvid says the mecha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. Rapapa says that he meant, Lididelo Temrule, do not tell him himself, Acharine Imruhu, but you may tell others about it and it will spread through the principle of Chavri Isle. Similarly, if the Edim said, we will not tell him about the protest, Razvid says the mecha is invalid, but Rapapa says they still intend to tell others. If the protester said, well, typical hushusa, do not let a word about my protest leave your mouth, the mecha is invalid since they'll tell no one. If they said, umafkinin shusa, we will not let a word about the protest leave our mouths, Rapapa said the mecha is invalid, but Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said, komilsa d'lorami ole de'inish, anything which is not incumbent upon a person to keep secret, amro lavavadaite, he will say it unintentionally. Point number two, Talmid Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original mecha. Rechia Bar Abba quoted him requiring two witnesses, and Rabbi Avo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabba Bar Ravuna's principle. Kol milsa de misamar ba pitlasa, anything which was said before three people, leis ba mishum lishna bisha. There is no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it, since it's certainly become public knowledge. Similarly, a mecha would require three people to become public knowledge. The opinion that a mecha before two witnesses is valid must hold that information told before two people is assumed to become public knowledge. The Gemara answers they may agree with Rabba Bar Ravuna and explains Malchokas two other ways. Number one, they argue about Mechash Ubofanov. If he must protest in his presence, two Edim are sufficient. If he can protest in his absence, he must do before three witnesses to ensure the information reaches him. And number two, they argue if it's sadusa be'inin, we only need testimony about the macha, which you will likely hear about, or gilui milsa be'inin. We require publicizing the macha, which is only guaranteed with three witnesses. And point number three, Gittel bar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before three amoraim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemicha Shan Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuvenu Tzarech Limchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kapara said, Tzarech Limchos Besov Kol Gimel V'Gimel, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the Machzik establishes a Chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. V'Yochanan argues because the original Macha accuses the Machzik of robbing the field, and he should have guarded his shtar until proving his ownership. Rava rules that one must protest every 3 years. Bar Kapara says that the Macha every 3 years must be Machmas Tana Rishona, based on the original claim of robbery, but if he changes claim, his macha is void. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter. A letter, so here goes. After the mocha wrote his macha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time. Once again, slow motion. After the mocha wrote his macha in a letter, that must be on Daf Lamed Tes. After the mocha wrote his macha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, which reminds us, Razvid said that a macha must state, Polanya gazlano, who ploni is a robber, for he took my land in robbery, ulamachar tavanale bedina, and tomorrow I'll sue him in court. If the protester told the Eidim, Otemrule, do not tell the machzik that I protested, Razvid says the macha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. Rapapa says that he meant, Otemrule, do not tell him himself, Lacharini imrulehu, but you may tell others about it, and it will spread through the principle of Chavri Yisrael. So after the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, which reminds us, Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original mocha. Rechi Bar Abba quoted him requiring two Eidim, and Rabbi Yavo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabbi Rav Huna's principle, called Milsa de Mesamra Ba'api Tlasa, anything which was said before three people. There's no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it, since it's certain to become public knowledge. So after the mocha wrote his macha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time, which reminds us, Gittel bar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before three amoraim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemicho Shana Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuv Einu Tzarech Limchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kapara said, Vesar Limchos Besov Kol Gimel V'Gimel, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the Machzik establishes a Chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So once again, after the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the Eidim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Lamed Hei, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir. Boys' choir? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hei. La la la. The two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the disputed boat was ruled Kol Dalim Gavar, unlike other cases, such as two shtaros which appear in basin, each gifting the same property to a different person and dated the same day. Regardless of when the document was given on that day, the gift takes effect at the end of the day, so the shtaros are in conflict. So the two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day, didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, which reminds us, regarding disputed property where Rav Nachman ruled Kol Dalim Gavar, the Nardians say that if someone came from the market meeting an outsider and took possession of it, Ein Motzin Osam Yado, we do not remove it from him. Although he doesn't claim to own it, neither of the two litigants can take it from him, since it's possible that neither of them owns it. This is based on Rabbi Chiya's Braisa, Gazlan Shol Rabbi Murav Shmei Gazlan. One who steals from the public is not considered a Gazlan. The Nardians interpret the Braisa as referring to this case, the public being the two disputants, and ruling that the item is not taken away from the outsider who steals it. Ravashi says the outsider is considered a Gazlan and cannot keep the item. So the two men fighting over a boat who paused to listen to the boys' choir sing a song about shtaros on the same day didn't see a third man drive it away right under their noses, who was distraught after he realized that by loading a basket of his field's produce on the occupant's shoulders, he gave him an immediate chazak, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba says, that if the former owner himself loaded a basket of the field's produce onto the machzik's shoulders, la'altar havi chazak, it's chazak immediately without 3 years of consumption. If the land still belonged to the former owner, he would never have assisted the machzik in carrying away the produce. Daf lamed vav, so the simur daf lamed vav is a lulav. So here goes. The lulav salesman, lulav, that must be more in daf lamed vav. The lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which is orla, shmita, or kalaim, he does not establish a chazaka, since orla and kalaim produce are both asa b'hana, and shmita produce is hefker for anyone to take. The owner feels no need to protest the occupant's harvesting it. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, which reminds the Mishnah Torah that one can establish a chazaka on slaves by using them for 3 years. The Gemara Esrei Reish Lakish said, Hagodros ain lahen a chazaka. Animals do not have a chazaka to prove ownership. Since they can move about on their own, possessing them does not prove ownership. Rava answers that although they do not have immediate chazaka, like ordinary metaltalin, they do have a chazaka after 3 years because the owner should have protested before then. So the lulav salesman who was not able to establish a chazaka when he harvested the lulav field during Shviz waved his lulav in triumph when he successfully established a chazaka on sheep after 3 years, after putting away his plow which was made of lulavim, since plowing does not establish a chazaka, which reminds us, it's a machlokas whether near plowing establish a chazaka. The reason plowing would establish a chazaka is, a man will not allow that another will plow his land and remain silent. The other opinion holds that the owner reasons, let him put every chip of the plow into the ground, since his field will be plowed when he retakes it. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. Team chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, which reminds us, Abai said that we may derive the following ruling from Rabbi Shmuel. If a property had 30 trees planted at a rate of 10 trees per beisah, which is the appropriate spacing for an orchard, and the machzik harvested 10 different trees each year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field after 3 years. Rishmo had ruled that if one harvested 3 different crops during a single year, he establishes a chazak on the entire field because harvesting one crop is considered a chazaka on all the crops. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees, and another behind a sold sign for the land, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where one purchased trees of a field from someone, and someone else purchased the field, if the purchaser of the trees acquires part of the field. Razvid said, Zekhan Ilanas v'Zekhan Akarka, this one acquires only the trees, and that one acquires the entire land. Rapapa said, Zekana Ilanas v'chatzikarka, v'zekana chatzikarka, this one acquires the trees and half the land, and that one acquires half the land. Rashbam explains, this means the tree purchaser acquires the amount of land normally acquired when buying trees. So Team Chazaka was impossible to beat in laser tag when they hid behind a different set of 10 trees in the same field each year, and zapped one opponent crouching behind a sold sign for trees, and another behind a sold sign for the land, and snatched the trophy that was next to a tree that a seller kept for himself when he sold the field, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Macher Karka B'Shiyar Ilanos Lefanav, if one sold his land and explicitly retained his trees for himself, he retained some land around the trees. Daf Lamed Ches, so the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a daralach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a daralach, liquid, chicken soup. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, where the original owner was in Yehuda, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh Ratzos Chazaka. There are three lands in Eretz Israel regarding chazaka, Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and the Galil. If the former owner was in Yehuda and the occupant in the Galil, or the reverse, it's not a valid chazaka until the original owner is with him in the same province. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says that the entire reason a chazaka requires 3 years is so that if the former owner was as far as Spain, and someone occupies his field for 1 year, people can go notify him during the second year, and he can come protest in the third year. He holds a chazaka can be established immediately if the owner is local, but 3 years were instituted for an owner who is abroad. So the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda, after he fled because he had unpaid debts, which reminds us, Rav said, "Ein machzichin benichse boreach." One cannot establish a chazaka of a fugitive's property. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a chazaka is based on the owner returning and protesting, but this boreach cannot return, and he holds a machah shelo b'fanav is not a valid machah. Later, Rava rules, as the Gemara explains, that one can establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mamun, one fleeing for monetary reasons, meaning unpaid debts, because he can protest from his distant location. However, one cannot establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mardin, one fleeing because of murder, since he is afraid for his location to become known, because his victim's relatives may presume to take revenge, he cannot protest from his location. So, the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda, after he fled because he had unpaid debts, was approached by a man who related the original owner's macha, which he had heard from a friend of a friend of two lame people who heard the macha directly, which reminds us, Rav taught an additional chiddush that even if you protested in front of two people who cannot relate the protest to the occupant, meaning because they're lame, it's still a valid macha. The Gemara explains Rav's reasoning. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Although the two witnesses themselves cannot relate the macha personally to the occupant, word will spread through others until it reaches him. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff you have a question if Basin seizes a disputed boat? That's on duff. I'm a dollar. Good number two, which stuff do you know that an owner must make a macha once every 3 years? That's on Duff. I'm a test. Good number three, which stuff do you know that if the former owner loaded a basket of produce on the Machzik's shoulders, it's an immediate chazaka? That's on Duff. Amen. Hey, good number four. Which of the one that a macha said to two people who cannot relate the macha, for example, they're lame, it's still macha because they tell friends who tell friends? That's on Duff. Amen. Good number five. Which of the one that if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which was oral shmita or kalim, he does not establish a chazaka? That's on Duff. Amid Vav. Good number six. Which duff do we compare the case of grabbing the silver bar to a single ate about 3 years of a chazaka? That's on Duff. Amid Dal. Good number seven. Which duff do we learn about Rava Bar Ravuna's principle that anything which was said before three people, there's no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it? That's on Duff. Amid Tas. Good number eight. Which duff do we discuss if one can be machzik in Nixei Boreach, a fugitive's property? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number nine. Which duff do you have a case where the mocha tells the eating not to tell the machzik directly, but they can tell others? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number ten. Which duff do you discuss what the din is if one sold his field and retained the trees, or sold his trees and retained the land? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.